On January 26, personal attacks against Chancellor Phyllis Wise started popping up on Twitter, right after she refused to cancel classes due to the cold and heavy snowfall.
So, I partook in the Twitter fiasco. I just got caught up in it, and my intentions were, like, never to hurt anyone.
That's U of I student Kimberly Arquinas, who spoke at last night's forum. Her tweet, along with a handful of others reposted on the website BuzzFeed, sparked national outrage. After spending a couple of days in hiding, Arquinas says she met with Chancellor Wise to apologize.
She actually told me that I'm the only one who actually tried to physically meet up with her and apologize, and I was stunned and horrified at the same time.
Chancellor Wise couldn't make it to last night's forum, but she pre-recorded a message. She says the attacks against her woke up the university.
I believe we saw both some of the worst and the best of this university come out in the past 7 or 8 days.
Wise says she's encouraged by the conversation she's hearing about race, but she says there's still a lot of work to do. Student Devin Birchtold says the best way to deal with these tweets is to ignore them.
There was just a very small percentage of the people that actually made the racist comments. Actually, most of them condemned it and didn't like it. And I think that shows that we actually do understand what's wrong here. And I know you think I'm just a white man, so I don't understand, but I've actually tried to take this and look at it from other points of views. And I think if we just ignore these kind of comments on the internet, that they should eventually one day go away.
My reaction to that is that first, individuals like myself or people from marginalized groups, we don't get to just ignore it every day.
That's student Marjan Fathi.
We don't get to just walk away, and we don't get to have the option to not deal with it. So the only way it's going to get better is if we collectively come together to deal with it.
Another student, Deanna Brooks, says she feels the campus is fairly segregated and says there's a stigma that needs to be fixed.
This really does hurt. This is something that we really do face, and something that frustrates me sometimes to the point where I want to cry sometimes, because I really don't want to feel like I can't be friends with everyone or feel like there's a stigma towards me. So I'm happy that this is occurring and that this conversation is going on.
But student Derek Houston says this is not a new conversation.
I've been on this campus since 98. We've had talks like this since 1998. It probably goes back even further. Actions speak louder than words. My concern is, what will the university, under its own policies, do to the individuals that personally attacked Chancellor Wise?
The university determined that the sexist and racist tweets against the chancellor didn't violate the student code. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Renee Romano, spoke during last night's forum. She says the university is committed to addressing issues of inequality on campus.
We do look at every incident and look carefully at whether or not it's a violation and a true threat, or whether it's free speech. And if it's free speech, we have to attack it with more speech and education.
But Romano didn't elaborate what that might look like. Now, aside from what the administration can do, student Jessica Outland Thornton poses a challenge to her fellow classmates. What next?
Will you change how you act now and choose to be with someone different just because of this conversation started? Or will you continue to do the things that you do now and just let this go through one ear and out the other and let it pass over time?
And that was a major theme of the night. Can the University of Illinois transform words into action? I'm Sean Powers.